Monday, becoming partly mostly cloudy, the high around 65 for Moab, near 60 for Cortez and Blanding, mid to upper 50s for Monticello, and light breezes expected. Scattered clouds in the mid to upper 30s overnight. Temperatures will stay about the same on Tuesday with partly sunny skies, low to mid 60s for Moab, Cortez and Blanding, mid to upper 50s for Monticello. From the Red Rock Weather Center, this is meteorologist Tim Roon.
It's tax season and there's no better place to use your refund than High Performance Ford of Moab. Tax refunds make great down payments and can help lower your monthly interest rate. We have a wide selection of new and pre-owned vehicles with deals on everything from Mavericks to Super Duties and thousands off F-150s. We offer a variety of financing options with rates as low as 1.9% on F-150s and 0% financing on Explorers, Edges, and Escapes. Call or come in today. Tax season done right at High Performance Ford of Moab. It's that easy.
Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Monday, March 11th, 2024, 9:07 a.m. on this Monday morning. Thanks for joining us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. I'm your host, David Boyle, bringing you local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area. Well, the big news coming Friday afternoon with the Bureau of Land Management and the U.S. Forest Service announcing the draft management plan and publishing that and open for 90 days of public comment for the Bears Ears National Monument draft plan. The BLM and Forest Service are seeking public input on the draft plan to guide management of the Bears Ears National Monument, and that incorporates input from the Bears Ears Commission, the State of Utah, other cooperating agencies, and the public. The agencies, they say, are committed to ensuring that existing uses of cattle grazing, recreation, and traditional gathering of firewood and plants continues as part of the monument's management. The proposed plan includes five alternatives for public comments, so five variations of how the Bears Ears National Monument management may be planned. The Bears Ears Commission, making up the five tribes with traditional historic connection to the Bears Ears area, provided input during the development of the draft plan, and that was part of the vision of President Joe Biden's restoration of the national monuments and the central role tribal nations have had in stewardship and stewarding those ancestral homelands. That plan will replace the 2020 approved management plan and portions of the 1986 Manti-LaSalle Forest Land and Resource Management Plan as amended. Again, speaking about the publication of the plan, Bureau of Land Management Utah State Director Greg Sheehan said that, quote, "The publication of the draft resource management plan and associated environmental impact statements begins the next step in the Bears Ears National Monument planning process." Sheehan added, "I greatly appreciate the extensive knowledge provided by the commission and the state and welcome substantive public input as a vital next step in considering the alternatives in the draft." Acting Manti-LaSalle Forest Supervisor Barbara Van Alstein added, "While the draft management plan offers five different alternatives, public feedback will help us refine the final plan. It's through these public comments," she says, "that we were able to find the best course forward." Again, they started the 90-day public comment period on the draft resource management plan environmental impact statement, related proposed recreational shooting closures and proposed areas of critical environmental concern. You can go ahead and submit your public comment now. Through the BLM National NEPA Register, mail them to the BLM Monticello Field Office. There's also going to be several public meetings going to be happening as well as part of this review of the draft plan. So again, it's five alternatives to be considered. Again, managing these 1.36 million acres of lands in southeast Utah, taking a look at some of the alternatives and what they may mean for the public use. Looks like recreation, hiking, existing trails under all alternatives would be would presently remain open for use, and new trails may be designated. I say, however, that trails that may harm cultural sites will be evaluated for ways to avoid or reduce impacts. The preferred alternative seeks to encourage visitors to hike on existing trails. It allows off-trail hiking while continuing to evaluate areas and trails for use or closure if needed. It also specifies circumstances in which a special recreation permit is required, such as for large groups. Camping under that under all alternatives, dispersed camping, that means camping outside of designated campgrounds, would be permitted in the monument with some restrictions. Additional campgrounds and campsites may be designated if selected. The preferred alternative provides for ongoing evaluation to inform where to designate camping sites and areas and to monitor water use and water disposal by visitors to determine if additional management is required. Climbing under all alternatives, existing access point trails and routes would be honored. They will also, though, make sure that climbing is not permitted on, near, or above cultural sites or to access cultural sites and may not interfere with raptors' nests. Hunting, hunting and shed antler collection is allowed in the monument following regulations of the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources, and additional details on shed antler collection will be found within the plan. They'll also have, again, these are five alternatives that are being considered. Including motorized and mechanized vehicles throughout the monument. The monument proclamation requires the motorized and mechanized vehicles must stay on designated roads. For motorized vehicles, the draft plan identifies the existing system of roads, and certain areas have limitations on motorized and mechanic use, such as designated wilderness. For both motorized and mechanized vehicles, additional decisions on the specific routes to be maintained or removed will be deferred to a specific travel management plan forthcoming. The preferred alternative also would maintain 88% or 1.19 million acres for grazing in the monument. The preferred alternative also prioritizes the review and processing of grazing permits and leases, including compliance monitoring and resource assessments, in order to protect monument objects. Under all alternatives, leases that are voluntarily relinquished by current leaseholders would be retired from future livestock grazing, as required by the monument proclamation. The number of livestock permitted to graze within the monument is the same across the preferred alternative and two of the three other action alternatives. So, again, a lot in there. They've got the preferred alternative. They've got five different options, draft plans available. They have a preferred alternative. That's one, again, that is preferred. But folks can weigh in through public comment. As mentioned, there'll be some meetings upcoming, and they've also got opportunities for folks to provide input. So big news there, and we'll be looking into those plans to see if we can parse out more about what options may be available for folks within the Bears Ears National Monument. But again, this is a big day, been waited for quite some time, and the draft plan is available now for review. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot of local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. We'll go ahead and take a quick break and be right back. Stick with us. You're listening to The Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7.
Come see us at Canyonland Quilts in Moab. With over 1,300 bolts of fabric, we've got everything you need for your quilting projects. Our store is a treasure trove of endless possibilities, so why wait? Step into our cozy little corner of fabric heaven and let your creativity run wild. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Moab Business Park and 24/7 at CanyonlandQuilts.com. See you soon and happy quilting!
Do you enjoy working working with children? Care About Childcare is looking for people who are interested in starting their own childcare business in San Juan County. Startup costs and a $2,500 grant are available for family childcare providers. A $10,000 grant is available for childcare centers. Funding is limited. Call 435-613-5619 to learn more. Funded by DWS through the ARPA Discretionary Fund.
Ute Mountain Casino marches in a wave of excitement. Sundays are all about the luck of the hot seats. Every half hour, one lucky winner will receive free play. Will it be you? On Saturdays, Plinko Charm. Drop your way up to $1,000 in free play. Locals Day is Thursdays in March. Enjoy an extra $30 when you earn only 100 points. Join us at Ute Mountain Casino this March for nonstop fun and big wins. See you here.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got more local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area, including a press released just yesterday from the San Juan County Sheriff's Office regarding those missing persons, William Bull and Christopher Owens. San Juan County Sheriff's Office arrested a man in connection with the disappearance of Bull and Owens, 29 and 28, from the Blanding area. Charles Yu, age 35, has been charged with obstruction of justice, felony level 2. Yu was arrested following the service of a search warrant on March 8th at a residence where all three men had been living. A mutual friend of both Bull and Owens had reported to law enforcement officials some concerning interactions he had had with Yu during the days immediately after the two men had stopped using social media and cell phones to make contact with friends and family. Due to evidence collected at the residence, interviews with you, investigative techniques, and the lack of proof of life from William Bull and Christopher Owens, the investigation is now being termed a homicide investigation and is ongoing. Sheriff's Office appreciates the allied agencies who continue to assist in the investigation, as well as those that have come forward with information to assist in the investigation. Anyone with information or who has seen anything suspicious that could be related to the investigation is asked to contact the San Juan County Sheriff's Office at 435-587-2237. And incredibly sad news there, but a development there in that story of missing persons. The March 1st is when the county first released a press release about these two missing men, last seen on February 26, last seen and heard from on that day, and Sheriff's Office been looking for them since, and since that time, an arrest has been made, and it's turned into a homicide investigation. So, incredibly sad news there out of Blanding area, out of the San Juan County Sheriff's Office. So it'll be very interested to see how the law enforcement partners work with the San Juan County Sheriff's Office on this. They listed the Blanding Police Department, Utah Highway Patrol, State Bureau of Investigations, Salt Lake County Sheriff's Office, and Unified Police Department as all part of help in this case, as they again administered a search warrant where on that residence in Blanding in regards to the whereabouts of the two missing adults. The investigation again ongoing, and as a result of that search warrant, an arrest made. Charges again at this time just been obstruction of justice, felony 2. But hoping for additional information. So very big news out of San Juan County Sheriff's Office is, again, they're now investigating a homicide, potential homicide in of residents of the county. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot of other local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area, taking a look at some other news out of Moab, where the Times Independent's Doug McMurdo reporting on the Moab City looking at a downtown master plan. The council seeking a $50,000 grant from the Permanent Community Impact Board, the CIB, to help develop the plan, which includes strategies to address current downtown deficiencies. Strategies include pedestrian and bicycle infrastructure, street design and parking, public spaces in the downtown core, traffic efficiency and noise impacts in commercial and residential use, all part of that downtown study, which would be comprehensive, including establishing zone and land use regulation, urban design guidelines, infrastructure improvements, a transportation plan that includes active transportation, public space enhancement, and a historic preservation plan, as well as a strategy to address economic development, a cultural and arts plan, and a resiliency and sustainability plan. So that's all part of that. Additional information about that downtown master plan, some response and feedback from it, you can check that out in the latest edition of the Times Independent, also available online at moabtimes.com. Once again, you're listening to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we have funeral notices and memorial services throughout the Red Rock listening area. Funeral services for Ferd Johnson, age 88, of Blanding, begin at noon today at the Blanding LDS Stake Center. Visitation starting now till 11:30 a.m. Ferd Johnson of Blanding Services today. Funeral service for Yui Kong Joanne Rucker, age 82, of Cortez, begin at 10 a.m. tomorrow at the Lighthouse Baptist Church. Funeral services for lifelong area resident George Martin Griffith Sr. will be held at 10 a.m. on Friday, March 15th at the Ertel Memorial Chapel in Cortez, interment to follow at the Dove Creek Cemetery. Funeral services for Sandra Black, age 83, of Monticello, begin at noon on Friday, March 15th at the Monticello North LDS Chapel. Visitation from 10 to 11:30 a.m. A celebration of life for longtime resident Jim Johnson will be held at 2 p.m. on Friday, March 22nd at the First United Methodist Church of Cortez. For more information on these and other services, check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary. Once again, you're listening to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. We've got more news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock area. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks, like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
It's the 24th annual Cortez Livestock Farm and Equipment Consignment Auction, April 5th through 7th at the Cortez Livestock Auction. They'll take anything that's farm or ranch related: vehicles, trailers, tractors, livestock and farm equipment, construction and irrigation equipment, four-wheelers, side-by-sides, antiques, and more. Consignments accepted March 14th through April 4th. Vehicles sell Friday night at 5. The auction starts at 9 a.m. Saturday and Sunday. For more information, call or text Rowdy at 970-759-0233 or Allen at 970-749-1958. Brought to you by Rawhide Auctions. Right, I'm in
Rawhide. Meet Cinch IT, not just your average IT service. We're fast and friendly, helping businesses like yours overcome tech challenges. Our experienced team offers an array of cybersecurity services, including data backup, email traffic monitoring, and malware removal. We're local, providing swift on-site assistance whenever you need it. Say goodbye to long waits and hello to immediate help. Don't wait. Connect with Cinch IT today for a free consultation. Call or text Ben at 435-359-8229 or head to cinchit.com. Propel your business to new heights with Cinch IT.
Summertime is knocking on the door in Red Rock Country, and Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, has a special offer to help Red Rock 92 listeners get their air conditioners tuned up in time for the heat wave. Now through the end of spring, get your AC service for only $99. That's just $99 for full springtime service on your AC from Moab Heat and Cool. The deal's gone when the heat's on. So take advantage of this special limited time offer. Call Moab Heat and Cool today at 435-259-1519.
Moab Heat and Cool can now handle all your plumbing needs.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It's Monday, March 11th, 2024, 9:27 a.m. on this Monday morning. That was One Sweet Day by Mariah Carey with Boys to Men. That was the number one song in the U.S. in 1996, 28 years ago today, March 11th, 1996, I should clarify. The second single from Mariah Carey's fifth studio album, Daydream. The song spent 16 weeks atop the Billboard Hot 100 in the United States, becoming the longest-running number one song ever on that chart. Let's look at today. Today is debunking day. If you heard a story or news and just thought, who comes up with these things? Well, so have we, which is why we've never been happier that debunking day exists to get rid of insubstantial myths. We live in an information-based world where thousands of news facts surface daily. It's no surprise that the truth often goes missing when some of the facts are passed from person to person. Debunkers exist to challenge false information and provide more clarity to the world. It's also National Napping Day and National Promposal Day. It's also the first day of Ramadan, the holy month of fasting for Muslims. Looking at other things today, birthdays. Lawrence Welk was born on this day in 1903. Died in 1992. Singer Bobby McFerrin is 74 today. Don't worry, be happy. Record executive Jimmy Lovin is 71 today, and journalist Sam Donaldson is 90. Birthdays today, locally for Cerisa Johnson, Della Wright, and Jeff Blake. Weekend birthdays for Stormy Whipple, Thomas Wigington, Eleanor Robison, Bill Wasserman, Tyson Beanland, Stephanie Riddle, Aiden Schultz, and Jessica Stubbs Hayes. If you want to give a birthday shout out, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com. And we thank again those of you listening here on Red Rock 92.7. You can also listen to the morning show on redrock92.com, streaming live there. And it's also available as a podcast on redrock92.com and also on most major podcast platforms. If you want to listen to the show, a previous show, you can listen back there. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we've got the on-air job fair. That's job opportunities in the Red Rock listening area. We'll send you over to that and be back with the sports reports right here on Red Rock 92.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
The Element, Moab's 4-star hotel, is currently looking to hire. There are many positions available, including front desk attendant and housekeeping. Please come into The Element at 1431 North Highway 191 and fill out an application. Come find out about a great job at The Element. Attention adventurers, fuel your passion for exploration at Field Station, Moab's newest adventure hotel. We're looking for talented leaders in food, beverage, and housekeeping with $1,000 signing bonuses for supervisor positions. Seek more excitement? Join our team in laundry or front desk roles. Don't forget, our cafe and gear shop welcomes locals. Apply today at fieldstation.com and embark on your next great adventure. Worldmark Moab has immediate openings in housekeeping, maintenance, guest services, and food and beverage. Competitive wages start at $20 an hour, including worldwide travel discounts, full benefits, and limited share housing is available. Come join our dynamic team at Worldmark Moab. Apply in person on-site at 1435 North Highway 191 or online at careers.travelandleisureco.com. Homestead Steakhouse in Blanding is looking to fill several positions. including a regular cook and a prep cook for the evenings. They're also looking for a chef with knowledge of Chinese cuisine. Experience is helpful, but they're willing to train. Pick up an application at the Homestead Steakhouse at 121 East Center in Blanding. Call Katie at 435-220-9134 for an appointment. Lisbon Valley Mine still has a number of open positions, including heavy equipment mechanics and an industrial electrician. Lisbon Valley Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits. To apply, send a resume to applications at lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Canyonlands Care Center, Moab's senior care facility, is searching for certified nursing assistants at $20 an hour, along with RNs and LPNs. These are full-time positions with benefits. Come join an amazing and caring team. Please contact Canyonlands Care Center at 435-719-4400 or stop by at 390 Williams Way behind the hospital. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions, including registered nurses in many departments. They're also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech, a marketing assistant, and a patient care tech full-time and part-time at night. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. Energy Fuels is seeking full-time mill operators at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding. Salary is $22 to $32 an hour, depending on qualifications and experience, plus monthly bonuses. Generous benefits package includes paid leave, insurance, and matching 401k. Energy Fuels is the leading U.S. producer of uranium, vanadium, and an emerging producer of rare earth elements. Apply by submitting a resume to careers@energyfuels.com or pick up an application at the office in Blanding. Comfort Suites in Moab is ramping up for the season and is currently seeking housekeepers and a qualified and dedicated front desk agent. The applicant should be reliable and helpful with the knowledge of the Moab area. Competitive wages and benefits are based on experience. Comfort Suites is located at 400 North Main in Moab. Stop by for an application today. Enjoy great pay, benefits, and work environment at San Juan Health. Positions at San Juan Hospital include registered nurses for surgery and medical services and laboratory, radiology, and ultrasound technologists. San Juan Clinic Monticello seeks a clinic manager, and Spanish Valley Clinic seeks an outpatient pharmacy manager. Apply at sanjuanhealth.org under the Careers tab. For more information, call Melissa at 435-587-1114 or email mslade@sanjuanhealth.org. The Canyonlands Solid Waste District has several openings. A mechanic, a lube tech, a heavy equipment operator, and CDL drivers are needed. If you're looking for year-round work with the best benefits in the area, stop by 2295 South Highway 191 in Moab, or visit them on the web at swssd1.org. You can also call at 435-259-6314 for more information. San Juan County has a number of openings, including an environmental health director, a full-time economic development specialist, a sheriff's deputy in the North District, a part-time senior center aide in Blanding, and a 32-hour-a-week victims advocate position that includes benefits. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. And Cuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the chef Ferrant role. 3-plus years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available, including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment@utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand School District needs you. Openings are for bus drivers, a groundskeeper maintenance person, a Dene Language Family Club instructor, a district speech pathologist, a severe special ed paraprofessional, and a lead teacher slash dean of students at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the employment tab to learn more.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Emery Telcom is Southeastern Utah's source for reliable high-speed internet. Now we're awarding $2,000 college scholarships to high school seniors from Grand and San Juan counties and Dove Creek, Colorado. The goal is to provide financial aid to students who have demonstrated strong academics, community involvement, and a desire to further their education. Applicants must be an Emory Telcom customer, a citizen or legal resident of the United States, and have a grade point average of 3.0 or higher. Applications are due by April 8th. Mailed applications must be postmarked by April 8th. For full details, rules, and an application, visit emorytelcom.com. Scroll over the tab and click scholarships.
Springtime is popping up all around us. Come visit Walker's True Value in Moab for all the tools and materials you need to get those spring projects done. From the garden to the patio and the fun toys to the paint and lumber to build new and spruce up. Walker's True Value is Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard. Next to Walker Drug.
Red Rock 92 High School Sports, I'm Rhett Sifford. After losses in the quarterfinals, both the Dove Creek and Mancos girls basketball teams had great recoveries to finish fifth at their respective Colorado State tournaments over the weekend. In the 1A tournament, Dove Creek lost to number 3 Flatirons Academy, then beat number 7 Eads in the semifinals and number 5 Idalia 46-40 in the fifth place game. Mancos lost to number 1 Marino in the 2A tourney, but beat number 4 Hone and number 6 Denver Christian handily 51-33 in their fifth place game. Dove Creek finished the season with an impressive 22-3 record. Mancos was also impressive at 20-6. In Utah over the weekend, it was all Grand County. The softball team swept their own Moab Invitational with wins over Judge Memorial, Mountain View, and Provo to start the season. The baseball team suffered back-to-back losses to Carbon in a home-and-home series, and the soccer team was tied 1-1 with South Summit at the end of regulation but lost 4-3 in a shootout. Send scores and updates to sports at sjrnews.com. That's a look at local high school sports on Red Rock 92.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Monday, March 11th, 2024, 9:40 a.m. on this Monday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Well, let's take a look now at the regional sports report, taking a look at our NBA teams in action over the weekend, starting on, let's go to Friday, as had a couple games going on over the weekend. Starting Saturday, the Utah Jazz were in Denver, and the Nuggets beating the Jazz 142-121. Jamal Murray with 37 points in the win for Denver. Keontae George had 29 for the Jazz in that game. Phoenix Suns fell to the Boston Celtics 117-107. Kevin Durant with 45 points in the effort, though. And looking tonight, Phoenix is in Cleveland tonight, tipping off at 5:30 p.m., and the Denver Nuggets hosting the Toronto Raptors. That tips off at 7. Well, that'll do it for the regional sports report, And with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning. And as always, we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Monday.